We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. Chris Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPAN.
Now, here is Ben Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam. And greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
How about that? We're back here on WPTF. Mike Riley here. Now, Nelsa had to go. She said 10:30, but she had to leave at 10. She's got to go to a relative's birthday. She's going to be 90 years old today. And so she's got to get up, pick up her mom, and then go here, and then go there. And we didn't want her to rush, so gone.
Gone.
As my Uncle Russell used to say. Yeah, it's gone.
Well, how about the Cliff Joyner saying of the day,
well,
Mike?
Why not, Brother Cliff?
Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, don't give up.
Thomas A. Edison. It wasn't Cliff that said that. It was Thomas A. Edison.
Oh, wow. He didn't give up, did he?
No, he certainly didn't. As you think of that, yeah.
Don't How many give times up? Did he try to
Jim Valvano, I'll never forget make a different those words. Filament. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he didn't. Nope. Good Lord took him, but he didn't give up. Well, yeah, that's great. Cliff scores another one.
Yes. Cliff Joyner. By the way, somebody called me last week and said that I left to go to a funeral, as you know, of my dear neighbor, Marie Beasley.
Yes, ma'am.
And said that you had a conversation with our dear friend in Princeton, North Carolina, and that she had rooted me
a
grand slam.
I forgot to tell you that.
Azalea.
Well, that's another road trip we're going to take. Because I told
grand slam. Rose Rhodes.
Camellia. Yeah.
Was it grand slam, wasn't it?
Yeah. But it was Camellia.
Camellia. What I call it. Yeah. Camellia.
All right. She has that waiting, so we need to go sometime in the next few weeks to go down there.
Take her out to lunch, yeah.
She said she said we could do that, or she'd make us a hobo dinner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well.
So we can – I mean, there's some restaurants around there. I'd be glad to to take her out.
That would be nice to do. I was real thrilled to hear that.
Yeah. How nice.
That's great.
We have such nice people listening to this show. Including Rob in Durham. Rob, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Good morning. I have two questions. I've been working in Tabor City this week.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, Tabor City is extremely aromatic. When you go through, just leave the windows up. Trust me on this.
Is there a meal there, a wood meal?
No. They had it flooded, and there's a lot of hogs down there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So about Tabor City, the two things. Who was the attorney that was tied up with Eddie Hatcher that lived down there? Was it R.C. Soles?
R.C. Soles was a state senator for a number of years, and he was a fine state senator, but had some tragic things happen in his life later on.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I thought you would probably.
Yeah, he was very powerful in there for a long time.
Yes.
Representing that area.
And the other question is, what are they going to do with all the dead corn? Are the corn in southeastern North Carolina?
Well, you know, a lot, it just flat didn't develop enough to do anything
with. I
wonder
if you can make silage out of it, Phil.
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
A lot of it. I mean, there's everything.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, getting it out of the fields, too. I guess the fields rot are still wet.
Yep.
You'd have to get it out of the fields some way.
Well, I know that Rhonda Garrison, who was our ag director here and is executive director of the Corn Growers Association, listens to the show. Maybe she can tell us what they're going to do with it. That's a good question, Rob. Because a lot of farmers, it'd be nice if they could get some money out of it some way.
Well, it's part of it. Well, yeah. I hope somebody helps them out. Maybe there's something that's up. Hopefully they can put it in some feed. I hope so.
I do, too.
By the way, my AM radio will not tune to stations, numbers ending in zero all of a sudden. So I'm listening to you I'm streaming you as I drive along.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're thankful whatever way you do it, and you know, we do have 98.5 FM, but that's a translator, and so that there's limited coverage for translators.
I'm hoping it would go out a little further. I'm headed back down to Tabor City today, so
yeah. Just stream us. That you can, as I've said, I've picked this up in several countries, so it's out there. But I you know, just appreciate you listening to us, Rob. Mm-hmm.
There was a Dr. Williamson I knew Dr. Williamson, who was a medical doctor in Tabor City. And also, you had Arthur Williamson, who was a highway commissioner from Tabor City.
All right, Rob, we've got Rhonda Garrison on. She was listening, bless her heart. And can we get Rhonda on at the same time here, Jason? Okay, Rhonda.
Yep, I'm here. You called?
I sure did, and you answered.
Great.
Now, Rob asked a good question about corn, all that terrible corn crop that we had this year. The ears didn't appear. What's going to happen to that? Are the farmers going to get anything out of it for feed or what?
Well, it depends on, it depends on how well it's insured as far as, you know, money is concerned. And a lot of it will probably be chopped for silage.
Ah, that was Rob's question. Can it be used for silage?
Yeah, they're gonna need to do a tissue test to see, you know, to kind of see make sure that it's not too high in nitrogen. to feed the animals. But I guess one of the silver linings to it is that, speaking of nitrogen, is that a lot of the nitrogen that farmers put out in the spring is probably still in the soil. And so a soil test will tell you how much is left, and they probably won't have to apply as much next year.
Oh, right.
On silage, Rhonda, would they have to let it sort of dry out in the field before they turn it into silage?
Yeah, you can't pick it green and call it silage because it'll mold.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of it dried in the field way before the storm came.
That's right.
I was wondering, when the storm came, did it lay any of it down, or is most of it still standing?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about lodging, primarily because it was so short.
Right.
Yeah. It's standing.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It'll dry out then.
Yeah, at least around the route down to Tabor City, a lot of cornfields.
Now, you know, their last 3 or 4 years, you've been able to buy hurricane insurance, and some farmers will qualify for that.
Yeah.
Right now, Dr. Ron Heiniger, our cropping specialist, he's calling it about a 40% loss statewide. Mm. And, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know until you get it in the bin. And he is the eternal optimist, and he just said, you know, there's some good corn out there. You just have to, he said that he's expecting some surprises, if you will.
Wonderful. Well, that's good.
Well, that's good, because Nelsa was here a little bit earlier, and she showed me a picture of some corn up around, I guess, Julian or somewhere.
Yeah, Guilford County.
She and her mom had gone out, and one of the reasons they were picking it was because the storm had pretty much, it was on the ground.
Wow.
And they were gathering the ears off of it because it was green and it was good. It was, you know, it's ready to eat.
Yeah, but that was sweet corn.
But that was sweet corn, right.
Right.
But it was still
a little different time.
Right.
Right. You know? That's true.
And it's in Greensboro.
Right. I tell people this often. I eat sweet corn, but my business is number 2 yellow dent field corn.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Big difference. Rhonda, you're so sweet for calling and answering.
Well, this
instantaneous.
Is first Saturday. Thank you. This is first Saturday I've gotten to listen in quite some time. I spent the first 2 weeks of July in Alaska.
Wow.
And I have been really busy looking after my mother and doing some other things since then. So
yeah.
I am actually out in the backyard picking up the pine cones that Debbie threw at my house and trying to pull wheat.
So how is it down at the beach today, down on the coast?
It's a little overcast.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had a break in the humidity, which is just such a treat.
I know. Yeah.
It is such a treat that I backed out of my driveway on July 6th, and my front yard looked like burnt toast. And I came back on the 20th, and it needed to be mowed.
Crazy stuff.
And I think all it did was rain weeds.
I know. That's the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Rhonda, thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
Check in with us every once in a while.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Bye. You too.
All right, Rob.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate that.
Well,
that's pretty official. Rhonda knows her corn.
Well, it makes me feel a little better because it looked really bad between Raleigh and Moorhead City the few times that we've seen it. And it was sad.
Farmers are so amazing. They always come up with
something. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Rob, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you
calling.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye. All right. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Bobby is in Wake Forest. Bobby, how can we help you?
Yes, I have a storm drainage easement through my yard, and it's got riprap in it. And how do I stop the weeds from coming up? Is I don't want to put any chemicals in there, is vinegar and salt solution my only option?
It sounds to me like you did a lot of pulling the weeds if you don't want to use any chemical. What about spraying it with vinegar, Phil?
Well, that's what he said, vinegar and salt.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that should be fine. I mean, that's the only thing I know.
I don't know.
If you're not going to pull it, I mean, it's going to be hard to pull it anyway, but if you're not going to pull if you
vinegar
can't pull
and salt's pretty tough, too.
It is.
It's pretty tough on...
Why are you mixing the salt with it?
Just extra... something extra to kill it with. And
there are
dish soap in there.
What is it, like 30% vinegar? No, I'm thinking of hydrogen peroxide. There are weed killers with hydrogen peroxide, but vinegar, yeah. So you're just mixing apple cider vinegar or?
Distilled?
Right.
Distilled vinegar.
I think it's a cleaning solution because it needs 30%.
Right. Okay. I don't know. That I don't know that there's an alternative. But this is a drain. This is like a drainage, a ditch.
Yeah, it opens up. Kind of hard to explain. They call it a stormwater containment area.
Have you talked to the city of Wake Forest about it?
I'm not in the city. I have talked. I've called the county before, and they said. The man said that anything over the counter, no, from like Home Depot, wouldn't harm. Still won't put any chemicals into the water.
Well, I don't know I agree with that.
The ratio for making homemade weed killer is using vinegar and salt is 1 gallon of vinegar and 1 cup of salt.
Yeah, that's what I think I used it for.
Uh-huh. Right, and I think that's...
Is that for pickle or for...
No, it's for weed killer.
That's for collards.
Collards.
For what's left over.
Yeah. But, I don't know for sure, but I don't think that would hurt anything as far as
and Phil water. Is very careful about
I'm very careful, but there's
use of chemicals and so forth.
A cup of salt. I mean, if everybody did that, yes, that would not be good. But if you could just do it one time to kill the weeds, I think you'll be fine. And hopefully some of that salt will keep the seeds from germinating and coming back out again.
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
thank you.
Hey, thank you very much, Bobby. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you kind of have to... You always have to be careful when you put chemicals out, and certainly when you put the salt and vinegar out, you don't want it to rain to wash that, dilute it. And I don't know about temperatures. And
one thing about vinegar, you can use that on a... colder day or a hotter day.
It's good with cucumbers, I'll tell you that.
Not
the distilled, but I'm not much of a distilled vinegar. I don't use distilled. What do you use distilled vinegar for? As a cleaning solution or?
I don't.
You don't ever buy it? I just saw we just have apple cider. I don't know if we have the other type. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, one time... I got so tired of weeds, and I didn't want to use Roundup. I had one of these blow torches.
Well, I do not advocate, nor does the WPTF.
And
Smokey the Bear.
And I hooked up a propane tank to it, and I really killed the weeds, but like to set the place on fire.
Well, that was a little drastic, wasn't it?
I haven't used it again.
What are you doing with a blowtorch anyway?
I don't care if they're green. When you hit them with that blowtorch, it turns into fire.
Yeah?
And
what are you doing with an acetylene torch?
I wanted to kill those weeds. I didn't do it one time because they like to set the place on fire. Because
what were you thinking?
Killing weeds. Sounds like something Carlton would do.
We do not advocate that at all.
You take acetylene and kill the weeds.
But the weed wand that I got was made for doing just that. It wasn't like acetylene. I ordered it out of the catalog. Said kill weeds.
Well, I know you can order anything out of a catalog.
Then I went over there to the Gersey Boy Jr. and hooked up one of those tanks to it.
Does he know that you were doing that?
And I went to it and liked to set the place on fire.
You could have been bogless.
I didn't want to suggest that to Bobby.
No, or anybody else. Hey, we got to go for a break. Thank goodness. We'll be back. We're back on WPTF at 10:36. Carol, I asked Carol, who's from Hurdle Mills, to call us again because she's in town. She came to the big city today.
Oh, yes.
Because
I was thinking about going over. Hello?
Yeah, we're on the air. Go ahead, Carol. Be careful what you say now.
I didn't hear him pick up, so yes. So I'm at the fairgrounds, and we are not the fairgrounds, at the farmer's market.
Don't get us mixed up now,
yeah.
Carol.
Yeah, you had me mixed up.
You got to know where you are now.
We're at the farmer's market, and we are in booth 70.
Well, that doesn't tell us a dadgum thing. You're in an open air.
It's underneath the big metal.
Yeah. One of the farmer's buildings.
Yeah, we're in there. Really nice in here. You can come in here.
Are you down near the plants?
Yes.
Okay, so that's building number two. So yes. People just need to get out and walk around. They'll see you. But booth number 70.
We have a big banner that says North Carolina Gourd Society, and we've got gourds for sale, and we've got information about growing them and doing crafts with them. You name it, we got it.
Yeah, Billy, who's one of the marketing people out at the farmer's market, said he was amazed at all the things that you can do with gourds.
Yes, I heard him, and we do. Judy has some does have some birdhouses down here for sale. So if anybody's looking for a birdhouse, we got plenty of them.
Well, give us some examples of other crafts and other uses for gourds.
So there's birdhouses. Some people use them for bird feeders. You can do anything. You can carve them and take the top off and make a bowl out of it. You can do some weaving on it. Of course, there's dipper gourds that you could actually make a dipper from. There's, like Billy talked about, there's the egg. We call them gourdaments. They're little egg gourds that we paint up and hang, and you can put them on your Christmas tree or hang them anywhere. And so there's all sorts of little things. There's some Halloween decorations. There's some that are made up to look like a pumpkin that you could put on your porch. So there's lots of things. Judy actually did one over here that looks like a giraffe. She took a gourd with a long neck and made it into a giraffe, and it's probably 2 feet tall.
Oh, that's great.
That's neat.
She also has some drum gourds out here that you could make some noise with.
Hmm.
Oh, that'd be great. Go out in the front yard and make the neighbors mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's all sorts of stuff out here. So to everybody, come on out to the farmer's market, and we are again in booth number 70.
All right. Well, I appreciate
you
calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. And I believe she said that their festival is in September before, obviously, the state fair, but they're in the Holzhauser building usually there. So look for that. And she is originally from Hurdle Mills, which is in southern, and I guess that's where she lives, is in Hurdle Mills, which is in southern Person County, home of the Flat River Cafe.
Absolutely. We love it.
Yeah. Good food. They got a restaurant, and right next door is a grocery store.
Oh, that's great.
It's mostly meat, but I mean they have a meat counter and everything. But they got a little grocery store there too, so it's nice for the community.
You know, that's that's the way the one up on, just a little bit of history for all the old local people.
Yeah.
Over there across from Pam's, it used to be that building that's Holland Rental. Used to be, the corner was Art's Soda Shop, where you could get hamburgers and all kinds of good stuff.
I do not remember that. That must have been going a long time.
And then
I remember it when I was at
next
State.
Next to it was Roberts, well, Mr. Roberts, I guess. Yeah, Roberts Grocery. Not anything
I don't
like the
that
one.
Either.
But it was
the only thing I remember is College Beverage. You could. It was almost right. It was a drive-through
party
basically.
Beverage.
Party,
yeah.
Party beverage.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. That was that one up there. But
that's the only thing, and that's still there.
Yeah. And so, Art Soda Shop, we used to stop there and get hot dogs on the way home from school. Well, we couldn't afford hot dogs, so we'd save our milk money and get chili rolls. So,
are they cheaper than hot dogs?
Yeah, because you didn't have the hot dog in it.
Okay.
So, you just had, you know. But that was, it was really a fun place, because it was a community with Westover and Powell Drive and all those things.
Right.
And so,
somebody calling you?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, it was it was all good. We had a really, it was a very nice community there.
How about that?
Well, speaking of Pam's, I remember fondly that that used to be the seafood place next to 42nd Street Oyster Bar there where Pam's is now.
Mm-hmm. Neptune's Galley.
Neptune's Galley.
Yeah, one there and one down at Wrightsville Beach. I think that's still there.
Everybody went to Neptune's Galley from the legislature.
Yeah. No, 42nd Street Orchard Bar, too, while it was the old 42nd Street Orchard Bar. And then it went away for a while, and then the Angus Barn folks made a new place.
Absolutely.
So, I remember that was the other seafood place.
I was sitting back there one time on a trip down from Washington at the old place, and all of a sudden I looked down. There was a hole in the floor, and there's dirt down below. It was that old, and I thought, well, I'll just wait and see if anything crawls by there. And I'll hang with it a while.
Yeah.
Look who's coming.
Come on in, Chip. Drag on in.
Oh, here comes Chip.
It's Chip.
Chip, go ahead and have a seat if you want to.
It's the Chipster. How are you?
So
living like a rolling.
So you told me you had a gardening question.
I do.
You drove all the way down here for that. What?
Your phone's not always working right now.
What's your gardening question? Is something wrong with you?
I give a picture. We have some wild ferns growing in the top of the backyard. They're there every year. They die back in the winter. They come back in the spring.
Ferns.
Ferns.
Yeah, I do too.
Keep spreading. We would like to transplant them somewhere else. Is this the time of year to do that?
I think it's going to have to be an area. That area obviously has
damp?
A lot of moisture.
Yeah,
it's
damp.
It's the top
and
of the
shady.
Hill. Actually, it drains pretty good up there.
Huh.
But it still has. It still
it's
gets water
there.
It's got
to be damp.
Yeah.
It's got to have.
Obviously,
they
got like shade. Obviously,
it's a lot shade, of shade.
Shade and
you're just gonna have to find a spot.
Not a mushy damp, but
it's where they're gonna get water. When good water.
Yeah, those are pretty.
And around the water spigot in a yard, a lot of times you'll find up against the house ferns growing.
Right.
And then, of course, in darker areas.
These just appeared a couple of years ago.
Do you know where? Yeah. I've got some of those ferns growing in my basement.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what they're going to say, but, Chip, I wouldn't move until it got cool weather.
Well, no, you don't want to do anything
now. I think
now.
It was mine.
Yeah.
Stan says, do you remember King of the Sea restaurant? He said they used to drive from Lewisburg to eat there.
King
in Raleigh.
Of the Sea.
King of the Sea.
I thought that was out on...
No, that was Neptune's Galley. That's what we were just talking about.
I thought King of the Sea was out on South Saunders or...
Yeah, what...
Or Wilmington Street.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe,
King of
maybe
the
that's
Sea.
True. I don't remember
I
that.
Remember that.
Attached to that little motel thing there?
I think...
No, that's a Purina plant.
Well, that was Purina. Yeah, the motel was connected to the Purina plant, and they had a seafood restaurant there that was superb. It was
I bet
like
that was it.
Calabash
that was King
style.
Of the Sea.
Calabash style.
Oh, yeah. No, Stan says on Capitol Boulevard.
On Capitol. Oh. Oh, yeah. It used to be out there on the corner of Capitol and Buffalo. Yeah, I know where it was.
Oh,
yeah, that was good. It was on the corner of Buffalo Road.
I need to get out more. I don't remember.
And Capitol
that.
Boulevard.
You grew up in Raleigh. You remember that,
Chip? I'm glad he called.
You didn't get to that side of town, did you?
That's the other side of town.
I'm glad he let us know that because I've been trying to think of that seafood restaurant name forever. Yeah. I have asked so many people. Yes, it was very good.
All right, Stan.
Thank you, Stan.
Phil remembers. Yeah. Rufus and Mike and Chip don't remember that.
No, I don't.
This was way back in the day.
I'm a relative newcomer to Raleigh, 1974.
Yeah.
1940.
That's a long time, Rufus.
1946.
That's 50, over 50 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've tried to make the best of it.
So, Chip, your zoysia still looking good? You've got a couple of different types of zoysia.
Backyard, I have mostly Zeon, and it could not look better.
You're really into this Zeon. That's not the first that you planted. What's the original?
Emerald.
And that's an old standby.
Before that, John Harris identified I had Meyer's zoysia in my front yard.
Okay. I can't remember if Ann Clapp had Meyer or Emerald.
Meyer's an old variety.
I think she had Meyer's. Blade. Yeah.
But it's not as not as heat tolerant or cold tolerant.
Yeah.
But Zeon has better shade tolerance and cold tolerance.
But it still needs 6 hours of shade of sunlight.
I got
sunlight,
it going places you wouldn't believe.
No kidding.
Yeah. I got it in Zeon. The front yard. I've got Emerald going in the front yard with 4 hours of sunlight.
What's the other? Now you have one of our sponsors taking care of it. That is a key.
That's about 90% of it.
Yeah.
Get somebody as good as Fairway Green. They do things when they're supposed to do it and put the right stuff on it. If you try to do it yourself, you're going to miss the window or use the wrong stuff.
Yeah. And
but it looks so good.
You told me at one time that it was probably more expensive for you to take care of it yourself than it was to
oh, yeah. It's also more expensive to re-sod, too.
Oh,
that's yeah. What you don't re-sod.
Well, one of the good things about warm season grass is that you can cut a piece of sod out somewhere that's not noticeable and add it to an area that's having some problems after you figure out what the problem
I'll
is.
I'll tell you what happened. I put this Zeon zoysia in the backyard last summer, and it didn't overwinter well. It did not look good at all in April.
Huh.
And the nice thing about it was we had some rain, but it was hot and humid. That's the best thing in the world for Zeon zoysia.
Mm-hmm.
The hotter the humid, the better. I've watered the dickens out of it in the backyard, and it's almost completely filled in.
But do you have an irrigation system?
No.
Okay.
It was always, you really don't need it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
My front
fescue,
yard, got,
you do.
My front yard got a little pale, and I watered it one time, and it greened up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got. Do you have any root competition for that stuff, or is it
Zeon?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, see, that's my problem. I've just got so many plants. I guess I'll just have to get rid of some or something.
Don't worry about it. The less lawn I have, Chip, the better I like it.
I knew that
it.
Was coming.
And then what I got.
Well, he's got so many plants, too.
It's
really.
And I've still got a great deal of lawn.
Well, I have seen, I don't know what time of year I was out there. But summertime is really the time. I tell you, I don't know what kind of zoysia. I know it's zoysia. There are two or three lawns along my walking route in my neighborhood that are warm season grasses, and I'm pretty sure they're zoysia. But they've just been pristine, just as green.
Oh, there's some beautiful lawns around.
This year. And even someone who planted sod, put down sod in March when it was chilly. By the time it got to July, that looked really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as some of the established, but it's amazing what folks. If you don't have a lot of root competition, you don't have a lot of shade. If you've got 6 hours, at least 6 hours of sunlight, you can do wonders for your yard.
It likes the exact opposite of what fescue likes.
Yeah.
It likes heat and humidity.
Fescue was just not made for this area.
No, it's too hot.
It takes a lot of water and
well,
a lot
about
of
90% of the people though use it. That's I hear you all talk about it. I'm not a lawn man, but a good percentage of the people use fescue.
They use a
well,
lot of
some
fescue.
Some of them are starting to convert over now.
But
they're trying to put new lawns in every fall.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of builders start using zoysia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I up on Anderson Drive, they just built two new houses there at the corner of St. Mary's.
They got full sun because they cleared the lot with
them. Yeah, and I think that's some type of zoysia, but I'm not sure. It's pretty fine.
If you put Xeon next to Emerald, you really couldn't tell the difference if you looked at it.
Hmm.
But it's an interesting cultivar.
Well, there are a lot of different varieties now. Toro, El Toro used
Toro's
to be.
Toro's an older variety.
Yeah, and that used to be a variety that was a little more shade tolerant, but I don't know what that means. You've got to have good soil. You've got to prepare the soil well, too, for any kind of grass to be healthy. And
isn't that right, Phil?
What now? you said soil preparation. What? Oh, yeah.
Pay attention to the show,
Phil. I am. I couldn't hear him because I couldn't hear what he said.
Because you can't see him? Because all the microphone's blocking him.
Yeah.
He's over there.
Jeff, have you got ready for when's the next weekend gardener? I sent an article on the Super Kids.
Well, there's one at the Farmer's Market.
Did you get it?
No, he's talking about the magazine.
The magazine.
Oh, it'll come out about the middle of September.
People look forward to that.
It's a good magazine.
Yeah.
There's this guy named Rufus that writes every now and then for us. Pretty darn good.
I'd say
he got one of his rerun. It was so good.
I know about his dog.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Measuring my life by my dogs.
You made everybody cry with it.
Yeah.
Well, I did get a lot of comments.
Our general manager loves dogs.
Yeah.
You met her at the pet.
Oh yeah.
Expo.
She has six dogs.
You met her. Yeah. Well, she only had one out there. I think at the show. Yeah, it was just one. But
that's the new one she got. She rescued off Capitol Boulevard.
Oh,
it was it was tracking around on Capitol Boulevard, hot paws, like 100 degrees.
Oh.
She went and grabbed it, put it in a car, and took it to a vet and had it checked to make sure it didn't have a chip in it. But she also had it checked for fleas and other things, and they've adopted it.
Oh, wow.
It's
part chihuahua and part miniature pincher.
Aw.
It's a miniature pincher?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I bet so. So, so she enjoyed your dog, and one of these days you might get another one.
Yeah, we're waiting on the right time.
Yeah,
well, they'll find you.
Go to the when I go to the Wake County SPCA. Well,
they can't get into the Edmonston estate.
Well, but the mama deer did.
Is that the
Absolutely.
Dog?
Absolutely.
Look at
call him Tucker.
Look at that little dog. Well, he's all tucked into those covers. He's happy to be there.
He won the lottery.
He doesn't have hot paws or anything anymore. Let's see here. Rufus, I don't know if you can see that.
I see it.
There?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sweet-looking dog. How old was it?
Yeah, I think about a year and a half.
Yeah, it looks like a puppy almost.
He's hugging a little teddy bear.
Oh, wow. He'll carry that around the rest of his life. So what else you got growing over there?
I got hellebores all over the place, Rufus.
You will have more.
That's right.
You love that shade.
You need to start sharing and find other places to. Well, you don't really need to transplant.
Don't put them anywhere where you want to grow anything else. Don't get them anywhere near your annual garden. Now they'll be all right with perennials.
They'll crowd a lot of stuff out. They really will.
They'll just wear you out. But I still love them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're green.
Of course, now Phil sells ones that don't.
Well, there's some that don't.
Yeah,
there's some that don't reseed.
But I love the old cedars.
The new hybrid varieties. And some of those have really prettier flowers. They're a little more.
They're more on top of the plant.
Yeah, they jump out at you a little more than.
Well, the ones that look up at you.
Right.
Like droop down. Not droop down.
They don't have eyes, do they?
I have thought so.
Some of those plants, there are some plants that. Did you ever see the thing? Yeah. Where James Arness played the thing. It was in the 1950s. You couldn't tell it was James Arness. Yeah. That was before he became famous.
Scary.
Yeah, it was a monster from outer space, and he was a vegetable. he tore his arm off, and he grew another one. So, you got to be careful what you grow in your yard. We talked about snakes last week. I was just doing a public service, lady said, talk about something else. And so I may creep people out with this, too.
You know, something I've been thinking of, and our home and place is given to Preservation North Carolina.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to have to be quite tolerant of gardening in different climates, as you know, Phil, all around the place.
Right.
And I think I need to have an inventory done of what's there to help somebody that will take over that place someday when I'm...
Well, who would you get to do that?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking Phil To
do an inventory?
Somebody from the Arboretum, or?
I mean, yeah, Pam.
Like a Pam Beck.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, certainly she could do it.
I assume she would take a paper and
draw. She might charge you some big money.
Well, yeah, but I'd be willing to. I'd be willing to pay that.
Yeah. It should be. It'd be worth every penny.
Yeah, it'd be great to have that.
She would do it right. She's a Virgo, and Virgos are meticulous.
Yeah, yeah. She would get it done, and she, yeah.
You're a Virgo,
right?
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, my father was. That's why we get along most of the time.
Have you got Virgo?
You're born in March.
I'm Taurus.
Taurus.
April 30th.
Oh.
I mean, he's
I
a bull.
I noticed some
Taurus
horns.
Taurus is a bull.
I've noticed some horns there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder what's happened to Joe the Bouncer.
I was thinking about him yesterday.
We haven't heard from him in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Well, he's a businessman. He's putting out fires.
They brought me 2 cases or so or more of this water, so I would drink plenty of water.
How nice.
Isn't that nice? We all should do that. So what, you got pansies coming, the plugs.
Right.
And how long before? We won't plant pansies now until October?
No. We'll plant mums. We'll have mums at the nursery probably the week after Labor Day.
That's what the ad said.
Yeah, that's what the ad said.
Yeah, it'll be the first 2 weeks in September.
20% off perennials today.
We'll have mums, yeah. We got 20% off of perennials.
Chip,
I wrote the ad.
Well, what else?
She's virtually giving away perennials.
She always does every year.
Those are good prices. And then...
Got to make way.
What?
You got to make way for new stuff.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So that's part of the
cleanup. Heuchera is only $20 a flat, which is a steal deal.
That's beautiful stuff.
That's unheard of because that's people don't a lot of people do understand about heuchera, but heuchera gives you color year round.
Yeah, and you can't kill it.
Do you need full sun for that?
You can have partial sun to shade. So that's the good news.
Does it spread?
It will spread some, but not. It's not.
It's not invasive.
Invasive, no.
It's rather.
The clumps get larger.
Mine. All you gave me in pots are. I have to water all the other stuff twice a week, and that maybe once.
It never shows.
Yeah.
It very seldom shows any drought problems at all. I mean, it's never dry looking.
The foliage is so good, and then you'll have. Those sprouts that come out. That
there's so many different colors. So,
Chip, let's do. We only have 2 or 3 minutes left. Let's do a little King's Auto Service because they've been a sponsor on this show for a long time, and we've both known Dean Bailey for forever. And there are a few people I know who are smarter than Dean Bailey.
If they are, they're not doing cars.
That's right. You want somebody really smart to be
as
working
much as
on
it changes,
your car.
Yes.
Now, because of all the computers, if you have hybrid vehicles, they can work on those. But they can do virtually anything except for the European cars.
They don't usually do German cars.
Yeah. So German cars are uppity. So they don't work on uppity cars. Just kidding. Just kidding, all you BMW and Mercedes people.
Anything Asian they work on, Fords, Chevrolets, et cetera.
Yeah. And they do it. They do it well. They're well-trained. They go back and back
They close down every now and then for a whole day just to go to a seminar.
Right. And they can do anything. You know, the summer is really tough on vehicles. The battery is going to be hurt greatly, that 12-volt battery. And it'll give up in the winter. But it's because of the sun. Yeah. It's because of the heat.
All of a sudden, it's just dead.
That's right. And they don't last very long now anyway like they used to.
They also do replace the batteries in hybrids, too.
And that can be expensive, but they can save you some money there. And they can also, if you get the thing checked, like you should anyway, then they do a lot of preventative stuff. And that's something that any of the mechanics I've ever worked with have told us. To get things checked. You know.
Also, check your alignment, too, with the city of Raleigh. The streets are pretty bad.
That's right.
And you need to have it checked every 4 or 5 months anyway.
King's Auto Service, 1039 Northwest Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net since 1946. Thank you all very much.
Hey to Joe and Susan.
We'll see you next week. Yeah.